As a 12-year-old growing up in San Antonio, Texas, I dreamed of wrestling for a living. That was all I wanted to do. And when I allowed my imagination to run free, I could envision myself lifting Southwest Championship Wrestling's heavyweight championship belt high above my head. That was it. That was the best I could see my life becoming. That was the most I felt I could even dream of accomplishing. Fortunately, there were people in my life who saw even more in me. I don't know, perhaps they saw me winning some of the string of championships I eventually achieved in the sport. But I doubt that any of them, especially the ones in those earliest years, could look down the road and see my name on the list included in debates over who is the greatest professional wrestler of all time. I now know something that none of us knew at the time. I had been placed on a path that would lead me to the top of our sport, and those who would help me reach the pinnacle had been positioned alongside that path. My objective back then was to wrestle, nothing more than that. But all along, I would come to learn God held a greater purpose for my life. That is what has led me to write this book. I can assure you that the Texas teen who needed to be put into a submission hold in order to read a book could not have imagined that eventually he would write a book, much less two books. Almost a decade has passed since the release of my first book, Heartbreak and Triumph, The Shawn Michaels Story. Thanks to the work of co-writer Aaron Fagenbaum, I enjoyed sharing the story of my life and career, but that was a book for wrestling fans that World Wrestling Entertainment had asked me to produce. I had been a Christian for about 2 years when we wrote that book, and while I was free to share how I had come to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior, and about the early days of my Christian walk, we didn't go into much detail about my spirituality because we were writing primarily a wrestling book. This second book, however, is one I have desired to write. I know the attraction for many readers will be their curiosity about my return to wrestling, the circumstances surrounding my second retirement, and my life since, including my venture into outdoors television. And while I won't gloss over any of those ventures, my career will not be the ultimate story here, as it was in my first book. Instead, I want to write a book that focuses more on the spiritual side of my life. I don't think the best way to describe this book is writing my life story for a second time. I prefer to view this one as telling the story of my second life, the one God has given me, and the one that has ignited me with new purpose. Faith has transformed my life. Ask the guys who knew me in the wrestling business before my salvation, and they will tell you it has been a complete change and a needed change. I know because many have told me both. Wrestling used to be my entire identity. Before becoming a Christian, I was known by such nicknames as the Heartbreak Kid, the Showstopper, the Headliner, the Main Event. Looking back, it is fitting that all those were derived exclusively from what I accomplished in the ring. In earning those names, I had been a wrestler and nothing more. When I exited the ring for the final time, I walked away with complete peace. That would not have happened without my faith. If I had not been a Christian when I retired, I probably would have been...